Oh No by Marina and the Diamonds. Oh no. And she's here. Let's bring her in. This is the lovely Marina.
Hello.
Wow. Hi, Marina.
Woo.
Hello.
Hi, Tiger. Wow. It's been a long time coming, this interview.
It has been a long time.
You've got a sparkle in your eye, Chris.
Yeah. I have. It's a sparkle for you.
Oh, no, we haven't started already, have we?
Should you pipe down? Why are you looking at Matt Fincham? Don't look at him, look at me.
I'm distracted by his shirt.
Everyone is. It's horrible.
You love it.
I know she does. Are you all right? How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Is this dude checking me out there, I see?
I'm averting my eyes. I heard your conversation last week with Greg James.
Which one was
what
that?
What was that?
It was about Marina and the...
and the Diamonds.
Yeah, what did he say?
But we were saying the Diamonds means fans.
Yeah.
And then someone, was it Greg?
He was trying to make it sound smutty,
Greg was trying to smut it up.
Yeah,
yeah,
he was.
Chris.
How dare he?
That's so unlike Chris.
It's not like me.
No.
But you have got cracking diamonds. Your fans are brilliant.
They are. Hello, fans. Hello, diamonds.
You don't really call your fans diamonds, do you? Really?
Yeah.
That's mental.
Why?
Well, because...
You don't like it because it sounds like cutesy.
No, it's because it's your... Diamonds is a play on your surname, and I find it bizarre that everyone's going, the Diamonds means her fans, you know. But it's just your surname.
It is,
And when you started, with the greatest respect, you wouldn't have had any fans.
Well, that is the
so
key.
So if you called yourself Marina and the Diamonds, mm-hmm. You called yourself Marina and my fans, but you didn't have any because no one knew about
Well,
you.
They were imaginary. It was
Then
I was
you're
just
mental.
Hoping.
Then you're crackers.
All right, then.
Right.
Fine. What,
how do you pronounce your surname?
Diamandis.
Right, hello, it's Diamonds. is that Greek for diamonds or something?
Yes.
Right, there you go.
Makes sense, actually, doesn't it?
It refers to my fans. And my name and my surname. I call all my fans Moyles.
The Moylocks.
Yeah.
Moylocks, that's worrying.
I call them Moyles.
If you're a Moylock, text in.
And if you're
a
Moyle.
These people are real.
If you're a Moyle, then
Moyle. Do you know what a Moyle is?
No.
Have a Google of that later.
All right.
Yeah. Just Google, but don't go images. Google.
It's quite funny.
It's an interesting occupation, isn't it?
Girls today.
Hello.
So we've got Alad.
Yeah.
Tina's next door.
Tina's
next door. Sam is daytime.
Okay.
Do you feel it's a bit too male oriented?
No, I'm
male
just wondering because whenever I listen
I have boobs,
to you guys.
So I'm kind of.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
You don't. Really?
Not really. Thanks. So you don't have much of a Welsh accent, I don't think.
No, because. I went to a girls' school when I was 11, and
no girls in Wales speak Welsh.
No, well, people were quite wealthy there, so they were quite posh, and so I changed my accent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just to fit in.
Can you?
Just so they'd like me.
Can you drop back to your Welsh accent? Can you do that?
What do you want me to say? I don't know. It comes out when I go back to Wales, and I'm like with my mum and my friends there. But it's not really strong.
It's not really strong.
It's just like
it?
Abergavenny accent.
I don't know what that's like, though. I've never...
You do a really good one.
There.
You do.
Yeah. But I don't know if Abergavenny is posh or chavvy. I have no idea. So
it's
I
not
don't,
far from the
I don't know if you. I don't know if you sound a bit rough when you go home or goes home.
Abba's not that chavvy.
Right.
It's all right.
But it's no Aberystwyth, though, is it?
No, it's not.
No.
Aberystwyth is posh, right? Mm.
Well.
You ever been there?
I have a very long time ago, though. But is it posh?
Is it?
It's middle class.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Are you posh, Marina?
Are you posh, Alice?
I'm not, no. No chance.
No, not really.
No.
Are you?
No. My family isn't, but my school was, so
when you, when you
sure.
grew up, did you have a toilet downstairs?
I lived in a bungalow.
Did you?
Yeah,
so you had everything downstairs.
Yeah, exactly. I had a paper wall with, because me and my sister shared a bedroom, and I got so annoyed that I made a wall out of A4 paper.
Nice.
So.
Little partition.
Yeah. So I was very posh, but I lived in a small village in Wales called Pandy.
Pandy?
Yeah, Llanfiangle Criconi.
That's what I said.
Mm.
Mm. What does that mean?
That was the other name for it.
Right.
Pandy's easier, isn't it?
Hello, I'm from Pandy.
Isn't there a ton of Pandy?
Yes, there is.
Is there? That's a different place, though, isn't it?
I think so. I don't know where that is, but...
Dave, you look so different to what I expected.
Do I? What did you think?
Yeah, he's white.
Not a lot of people think that. I'm a large black man.
Yeah. You're from Hong Kong, aren't you, Dave?
Yeah.
You just look different. Same with Scott Mills.
Right.
Anyway, moving on.
But in a good way, a bad way?
No, just a way.
What did you
just
think Dave would look like?
I don't know. Maybe,
younger?
Maybe older.
Oh, wow.
Nice. See, this is good. Carry on. Thank you.
And Scott, like,
why is Scott different? What do you think Scott would look like?
Scott's definitely brown, like tan, more tan.
He's
than
very fake tanned, yeah. With white teeth.
Mm. I love Scott.
And me?
You're the same. You're actually slimmer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
He's had a special haircut for you as
I'm
well.
I'm quite buff in real life, would you say?
Actually, have you had a haircut?
Yeah. Mm.
Especially.
When? Like yesterday?
Last night.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm.
I've got to be honest, not really for you, but it was because it was getting too unruly.
Right.
It looked a bit Jim Royal, didn't it?
No, it didn't look Jim Royal. I normally have really short hair, but I've kind of started to grow it a little bit. Just to annoy Alad because he can't grow his because he's going bald.
Don't focus on me.
How's your love life, Marina?
When the conversation dries up, always go to that.
Oh, hello. Here we go.
I don't know. I never say anything about it.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's when you're just seeing someone?
No, not necessarily.
Or you've seen several people?
No, not.
You're keeping your options open?
Well, no. I don't know. I get awkward about it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why do you get awkward? Look at me, it's fine.
Because...
You can trust me.
Because...
Go on, what?
I can trust
you. Are you scared of boys?
I am, actually. I'm quite nervous around them.
Really?
Mm.
How old are you?
14.
No, you're not. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Right, okay, so you're scared of boys. Have you been out with bad boys? Is that what it is?
No, I haven't.
Chavvy Welsh boys?
No chavvy Welsh boys. I always pick very good people, but I'm just a bit nervous.
Why?
I don't know what it is. Overthink things quite a lot, and so... Everything is analysed. Like, right. For example, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's not difficult
only
to overanalyse you, though, is it?
What?
Not
really? Hi, how are you?
I love this moment.
Now, you see? Mm. Well, it stopped already. Is this a new thing or have you always been like that? Is it like since you started getting famous?
It's a new thing. No, it's not because of that at all. But...
I think all girls overanalyze stuff.
Yes.
Because they're mental.
Yeah.
Because, they are... Women are mental.
Oh, they are mental.
No shadow of a doubt about it.
Yeah.
Proper all mental.
Yeah, I totally agree. And men definitely aren't. Men are sensible and they're very straightforward.
You're right.
And you know where you stand with them.
God, what a good guest.
Yeah, no, seriously, for the most part, all women are a nightmare in some respect.
Yeah. I agree.
True.
Yeah.
And because you went to an all-girls school, you were surrounded by nightmares.
Yes.
Maybe that's why you're scared of boys. Maybe you're actually scared of girls.
Probably more likely. Maybe I'm scared of everyone. But more so boys.
Right.
Yes.
So what about the boy you're seeing at the moment? But you're all right with him? Or is
no,
new,
I didn't say
it?
I was seeing anybody.
It's a new relationship, right?
I want to keep my options open in case, like, you and Sophie kind of hit a bad spot.
Well, you're 24, right?
Yeah.
So we're the same age, so that's good. That would work well. Otherwise, she's laughing. I think she must be drunk, Alan. Why she started laughing at that?
How old are you?
24.
Go on.
Yeah, 24. What year were you born?
85.
Me too.
Me too. Hey, what horoscope? What star sign are you?
Pisces.
Oh, we're not going to get on.
No, you don't believe in that crap.
Do you think I should?
No.
Believe in horoscopes?
No.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, I get this awful thing before I even meet a boy. If I find out their star sign,
please.
I'm kind of like, I feel like it's not going to work out if it's the wrong one.
Star signs are poppycock and only listened to by crazy women and strange men.
Are you crazy women? Are your
so
partners,
you're one of those?
Mm. Are your partners kind of like compatible?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even know what she was.
What,
the
with
other
each
day.
Other?
Yeah, like
oh,
what,
with
what's,
us.
What's your partner?
What, she's a girl?
What star sign?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
See, I thought my wife was a Leo the other day, and apparently she, when I came home, she said she's not. She's a Cancer. So I don't
okay.
know. But she's kind of a summer...
Well, listen, Marina, right, your mum and dad, okay, I hate to break this the news to you, because we've only just met.
Yeah.
Your mum and dad, one night, there's nothing on the telly, right? Your dad had been good, and your mum went, shall we have an early night? And your dad went... Bloody hell, I love a piece of that.
He's even Greek.
Though it's Greek. That was my Greek accent. And they had... Listen, Marina, they had the sex. And you came
the
along
sex.
Later. They had the sex. And then you came along. And that's what affects when you're born.
Mm.
So how can that determine... How can your dad getting lucky, for once in his life, affect what your personality is like and who you're compatible with? It's all BS.
It's not tidal, is it?
Well, okay.
Not well. Look at me.
But why am I Look why am me. I like Libra then?
Because 9 months before you were born, your dad got lucky.
My mum's listening.
She was there.
Hopefully.
She knows. She's there now going, no, don't remind me. I remember that night very well. And there was, and Chris is right, there was nothing on the telly.
Yeah.
If you'd been born 3 months later, you'd probably be a lot like that star sign.
No, Alan, that's
no,
not, that's a whole
no,
point.
You're
there's
not
no,
like any star sign.
They were all just made up.
They're not, though.
Women you are mental. They
the
are
end.
Mental.
Oh, here we go.
The end.
When you read out a Leo, that was me.
No,
and when you
not.
Read out a Piscean kind
yeah,
of thing, I
horoscopes
went,
horoscopes aren't true.
Like
horoscopes no, but, are rubbish. Oh, are star rubbish? Signs, no. I think.
They're written in such a way
it's
that they're
rubbish.
Vague and they can be applied to anybody.
Okay, I'll find out what you are, Chris and Dave, and I think you'll go, that sounds like me.
No, no, it's not. It's just going to sound like
out.
Anybody.
I'll do it now.
What star sign are you, Marina?
I'm a Libra.
Right. Okay, you tell me if this means anything to you.
Yeah.
Hiding your feelings too well could limit a love relationship, but the moon helps you express them, giving love a brighter future. Mars goes as far as it can in your job chart and plans take off when you meet someone whose achievements inspire you. Look... highlights the letter C names. Hello.
Did you make that up?
No.
The last bit.
No, I've... honestly.
Hmm.
Now, what do you think?
Well, you can apply it
because
to
that's Aries. That's Aries.
You see?
Tina, are you Aries?
I've been duped.
No, you have.
What Dominic, do something.
Yeah, exactly. That's what management have been saying. What did you say you are? What's that sign?
I'm Libra.
Libra. Okay, how about this? Being meticulous with routine tasks at work is vital to making a profitable discovery. Venus goes deeper into your birth sign, and however long you've known a partner, you discover something exciting about each other.
That sounds not like me.
Yeah,
Aries,
that's Virgo.
Ah.
Sirius Saturn inspires you to do your research, helping you turn vague ideas into practical money-making plans that have the wow factor. Love could take unexpected twists and turns, but the results will be right for you. Luck and new romance are linked to travel.
Everything's so positive.
Do you think that's got any...
Well, it could do. I don't believe horoscopes,
oh,
though.
Oh, that was Libra.
Was it?
Yeah.
Mm.
So there you are.
All right. Alice, what are you doing?
I'm finding out what star signs Chris and Dave are, and then I'm going to read you...
Well, I'll tell you.
He's
why
Pisces.
Do you have to look online?
Because you were busy.
You? I'm a Taurus.
You're a Taurus, mm. Okay. And your wife's a Cancer?
I think so, yeah, apparently.
What's her birthday?
The 20th of July.
she's on the cusp.
Is she?
Yeah, the cusp is the 22nd of every month.
Okay, well, yeah, well, she's right. So what is she? Border between Cancer and what? Leo?
Leo, yeah.
Right, okay.
But she's Cancer.
Marina, listen.
You get on.
Marina, listen. Marina,
well,
you're a very talented girl. You're very pretty.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're quite tidy. But listen, it's all crap. It's rubbish. Don't fall into this. This is why you're screwed up in the head when it comes to boys. Oh my God, he is gorgeous. He is my type. He is so nice. When were you born? 27th of March.
It's over.
I don't think so. You're a mentalist. You have insecurity issues.
Can I read out something and you tell me which one of you this is?
Yeah, come on in.
Okay. You enjoy the sensual world for its own sake. You're down to earth, pragmatic, will stubbornly
pursue... What does pragmatic mean?
I don't know.
Pragmatic is when you kind of like take things as they come.
Yeah. Will stubbornly pursue a task to completion without deviation once it's once the impetus to get going. Is that Chris or Dave?
That's Dave, I think.
Do you think?
That's Dave. That's correct.
Oh, really?
That sounds like Dave.
Well, even the sensual bit.
Yeah. Deep down.
Hang on a sec. How can that not apply to me?
Well, you're not sensual.
Yes, goddammit, I am. Sensual's my middle name, bit, man.
And then yours, Chris, as an actor...
Bitty McLean.
This is yours.
Right.
As an actor on the stage can lift an audience out of itself...
I'm not an actor.
I know, but so can Pisces give life by infusing this world with imitations of another. You're good at impressions.
You are.
There you go.
Oh, shut up, you slaphead.
It's true.
That doesn't mean anything.
I'm sensual, you slaphead.
But that would work...
Chris Eubank. Do Chris Eubank.
Yeah, go on. Go on, that's really good.
See?
Yes. No. But that would apply to anybody.
God,
that would apply to Marina.
Can you do impressions?
She does an impression of, like...
Not really.
...someone else when she's on stage.
What star sign are you, Marina?
Libra.
Listen.
Man. I wish you'd never come on the show now. Look what you've started. Mm. It's like, this show's like Loose Women. This is like Angela and Friends, but with an audience.
It is, actually.
Libra has an ideal of peace, balance and harmony in all life. A pity reality rarely matches this ideal for long. The desire for relationship is strong. But like all air signs, Libra has a problem with the emotional complexities therein.
That's the same for everybody!
Yeah. I'm good at relationships.
No, you're not!
You're a nightmare! Well, I'm good with them.
You and your boyfriend are weird and everybody knows it.
Well, anyway. Proof. There you go. End of fact.
All right.
So what star sign is your boyfriend?
I haven't got a boyfriend.
Right, okay.
But if he did, what star sign would he be, do you think?
So what you're saying is...
Do I think?
Yeah.
Pisces?
Pisces. No.
Any Pisces?
They've been all sorts.
Capricorn, yeah. That's another
Cancer,
one, isn't it?
Cancer. Another Libra.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
Aries.
It means that it's all bullcrap.
Yeah, we broke up. Didn't work. Because I didn't get on with him.
Yeah, but that's because he might have been an idiot. Are you probably high maintenance or something, or a bit mental?
Me? High maintenance?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you think you are?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, there you go. That's only because you're a girl. You can't help it.
Yeah, all women are a bit.
Yeah.
All women are mental.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the fella you're seeing at the moment, he thinks that...
Why are you convinced that I'm seeing someone, Chris?
Because every time I bring it up, you'd look away. You don't look me in the eye.
He liked Tina in that respect when you're lying. Tina looks away as well.
Yeah.
It's hard to look into your eyes.
No, it's not. My eyes are beautiful.
Okay. Looking into your eyes now. Ask me. I can't do it to this music.
Marina, look into my eyes, baby. Look at my deep brown eyes. They're like a big teddy bear. A teddy bear that's star sign is matched with yours. Oh, whatever that would be. Helen, what would it be? I don't know.
Gemini and Aquarius.
I'm Gemini and Aquarius.
I'm a Gemini Aquarius.
That's right. They call me Gemini. Because I'm the best of both worlds.
They call you Karamac.
No, shut up. They don't. Oh, you ruined that there. You ruined it. All right, well, look, we'll take a break for the news, then we'll come back with Marina and talk more about her and her diamonds and all of that. Thank you, Marina.
Thank you. Chris Moyle Show.
BBC Radio 1. Right, that's Marina's star sign obsession sorted and love life all done.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
What an interesting first part of the interview.
Mm.
Oh, my God. To do that later.
Too.
Oh, my God. You look just like Shakira. Yeah, a few.
Doesn't look anything like Shakira, by the way. I don't know if I said that. Unless it was Stevie Wonder or someone a very far away.
Stevie Wonder on a horse a long way away.
Oh, my God, you look like Shakira. She goes, why are you Irish? He goes, I'm on a horse.
I don't even know Stevie Wonder rides.
I'm ready now.
Right, OK, good, 8:36.
Tim Bresnan's been added to the squad. Last night, Celtic lost 3-0 away to Braga in Portugal in the first leg of their Champions League qualifier. Mark Hughes is being strongly linked. Stop tickling me! with the Fulham manager's job this morning, and Diego Maradona held an emotional press conference after the decision not to renew his contract as Argentina coach. Maradona accused his bosses of betraying him.
And the weather, most of the UK staying dry with a fair amount of sunshine. There will be a few light showers, though, especially for eastern England later on this afternoon. Oh, my goodness. I didn't see you. What's up?
By Marina.
I just got tickled by Marina.
I know. She's going to tickle Tina, but she bottled it.
Essentially,
the weather?
I can't remember.
Right.
8:39 now.
Nice. Marina just said, have you, do you ever get tempted? She's whispering during the news, but I read it out. Have you ever been tempted to tickle Tina during the sport? I'm like, you can tickle her. No, you do it. So I tickled Tina, and then when you were reading the weather, I went, feel free.
Well, it's equality, isn't it?
I tell you what, she didn't hang about getting her hands all over you.
Absolutely. Like a rash.
Yeah. What a floozy this Marina is.
Star sign?
Scorpio.
Any good?
Nah.
Nah? Really? What's wrong with Scorpions?
I don't think so, Grandad. No, it wouldn't matter what star sign you were. You got no head, innit? If I want to go out with a slap head, I'll choose Alan.
Scorpios are the sex sign, apparently.
Scorpios are very secretive.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Secretive and sexy.
What are the star signs? What are the star signs that are meant to be applicable to you? Good matches.
Aquarius. And Gemini.
Right.
That's all.
Okay. Have you ever been out with a Gemini?
No.
Have you ever been out with an Aquarius?
No.
Okay. So, so if you believe it that much, why don't you go out with one of them?
Because I don't fancy any of the Aquarius and Gemini people.
You know why? Mm. All Aquarius people. Funny looking.
Really?
No, I just made it up. It doesn't mean anything.
You send in the photos like an audition on text.
Is that for you or for Marina?
Both.
Right. What would you like? Topless pictures of men?
Only if they're Aquarians.
Right. Or Gemini.
Or Gemini.
Yeah. Or hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that has to be hot.
If you're Capricorn but you're quite buff, Alan will still have a look. Oh my God, you look just like Shakira. No, Captain Gina.
But actually, I don't, do I,
my
Chris?
Name's Marina. You do. There's a little bit of Catherine Zeta about you.
Is there?
Yeah. But only a little bit.
I used to have long blonde hair. That was why.
What colour are you naturally?
Shaq thing happened. This colour.
This colour now.
Yeah.
Why? You say that like I don't know.
Yeah.
But you were blonde. Oh, I bet you look good as a blonde.
Yeah, but it's a bit fake.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Fake's all right.
Do you like
be careful
women
now.
Who kind of fake it?
To what extent?
Like, looks-wise, I always ask... I asked my band last week, and they said they quite like fake women who, you know, have, like, the eyelashes and, like, massive hair. And
I don't like too much fake stuff.
Yeah.
Then it's not real.
So, how about you, Dave?
Dave's got fake eyelashes.
No, mine are real.
A lot.
No, I don't like fake either. I kind of like natural.
Yeah. Alright, that's a good thing.
I don't
maybe
like
it's
it
just
all.
My band.
Yeah, no, natural's best, I think.
Maybe it's by the sound of it, your band are all vacuous men. They don't care. They don't give a crap. I tell you what, if she's got big knockers, I don't care if they're real or not.
That's exactly what they said.
I just like staring at them. I gotta be honest. I'm not even bothered about touching them as it goes. I just stand there and stare, and I'm quite happy. Hours can go by, often days or weeks, and I'm still there, just staring at the fake boobies.
That's just you with a Welsh accent.
That's not entirely true.
That's not a brilliant accent.
I try my best. Thank you very much. All right, well, look, let's play a couple of songs and then we'll be back with more of Marina and her diamonds. Hey, if you're one of Marina's diamonds, feel free to text her and go, I'm a diamond.
Well, there's probably loads of them.
Well, I'm still waiting for the What is it? Moilox. That word makes me feel sick.
You wait till you find out what a moil is. Oh, by the way, why don't you follow me on Twitter? What's that all about? If you love me so much.
I forgot.
Yeah, brilliant.
All right, I'll do it today.
I follow you.
Do you?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Let me just find you and press follow. Hang on a second. No, I do. Look, in fact, here.
I only.
Good morning, Diamonds.
Mills.
I'm on the Chris Moyle Show today at 8.
Did you write that yourself?
Yeah.
You're so talented.
What about the story about Donna? Of course I wrote that.
Marina keeps getting voicemails from old people asking...
This is brilliant.
..to come turn the lights out and deliver the meals on wheels. They
actually
think you're called Donna.
If there's anyone listening called Donna who works in a nursing home, you've given my number out to all these old people. And they're calling me, leaving messages, and they sound really frightened.
I heard you talking about this in the live lines before you came on. So it sounds like there is a real person called Donna.
Yeah.
Who is working.
And doing a job.
Possibly not doing, you know.
Why don't you just, without saying what it is, if your phone number is blah, 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 50, why don't you dial that, but swap the last two numbers around, and someone will answer and go, hello, Donna. And you go, right, you cow, listen.
Let's try it.
That's what it'll be.
So you're getting bombarded with phone calls from an old people's home.
People called Bob who like, it's 11 o'clock and my meals on wheels haven't arrived.
Oh, no.
So that's really sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but it's really fascinating.
That's not funny.
Hello, I'm on the toilet and I can't get up and I need you to help me.
And you're about to go on stage and wherever.
Do you know what you should do? I can look into this for you if you want. I'm friends with Peter Jones and he's in the telecommunication business, so I'll be able to look into it. If you just write down your number on a piece of paper, I'll be able to sort that out for you. Yeah, all right, that's great. Thank you for And then we'll go for dinner and discuss what the problem is.
Right, yeah. We need to have dinner, really.
Did I tell you I'm a Gemini, by the way?
It's all changed now.
Yeah.
Hello, Chris.
Hello there. Yeah. Psycho, not a lady. Paramore. Hey, Marina, we've had a couple of texts from people saying, so you're getting these weird phone calls from old people who think you're the Meals on Wheels lady. Do you never call them back and say, are you all right? Or do you just leave them?
No, because the three times I've received voicemails, my phone's been switched off.
Right.
And next time...
So you get it, like, a few hours later or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Because people are concerned that this fella's still waiting for his Meals on Wheels.
I'm terrified, like...
Sitting there with a knife and fork in his hand.
Go like that.
It'll be cold by the time it gets to me.
I don't know whoever Donna is, but she is...
She's the Meals on Wheels lady.
Is it Donna or Donna?
Donna. And it's not just Meals on Wheels. It's like, there was, I think, Beth or Ethel called last night.
Bethel, maybe.
Last night?
And she said, hello, I'm just ringing because Donna hasn't come to turn the lights off.
Oh.
And it was like 11 p.m. and the hall lights were still on.
Well, look,
she couldn't sleep.
I think he'll succeed.
How do you know there were the hall lights? You're making this up.
No, it's hall lights.
Oh, did she say that?
Yeah.
The hall lights
are
still on.
Should you not ask these people where they reside? Well,
she didn't answer the phone. She's not like she told them again.
I know, but you see, if you could work out where these people were, then you could find the real Donna.
I reckon they're going to call again, and I'm sure my phone will actually be on.
Put an appeal out. So
right.
If someone called Donna is listening, check, and you work it with old
in
people.
Some residential facility.
Check they've got the right number.
Yeah.
It's
Donna and the Diamonds, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Where's my Meals on Wheels? Actually, I ordered cheesecake. I'm not a carer. Guess what? I won't wipe your bottom. Like that.
Aww.
Don't awe us. You're the ones ignoring him. Some fella's been sitting on the toilet for ages going, hello! 3 days. And my Meals on Wheels be piled up when I get out of here.
And it'll be cold by the time I get off the toilet.
I'm not laughing, obviously.
Crikey.
So Marina, from Marina and the Diamonds, her real name is Marina Diamond.
Yeah.
She came second in the BBC
Sound of 2010 or whatever it was called. Is that what it was called?
Yeah, it was called that.
Were you signed already then?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Well, I'd done. Been around for a year and a half. A year. Well, as a signed artist.
Pronounced year.
A year.
That's right.
I got to tweet when Marina went on the playlist for the first time.
I remember that.
And Marina replied saying, I used to listen to your show.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Was this a Hugh Stevens new music opportunity?
He supports me very early on.
No, because no joking aside, because he's missed a new music, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. It was a Hugh Stevens opportunity.
How did you get signed? Tell us a story about that. I don't know. Because you have a very unique style of singing. And all of that. Which I like.
Well...
But it's different, you know...
How does that get signed? It took about 5 years.
Right, yes.
Because I was really... I was really bad in the beginning.
You were really bad?
Yeah, I was terrible.
Why?
Because I'd never written a song before. But I was convinced song you ever wrote. I could do it. Kind of like you, Chris.
What do you mean?
Well, like with singing. You're a really good singer.
Yeah, sure. But I always was.
You always were. You were born...
Okay, go back to the question. Stop flirting with me.
To be a singer.
It's a done deal, right?
All right. Okay. Is it?
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Is it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is? I don't understand.
Don't you worry about it. Okay. You go back to the computer needs fixing, Dave. Off you go. Pop off into the corner.
I'm going
to
go have a check the printer.
Yeah, so what was the first song you wrote? The first awful song?
Oh, I don't want to go into it.
Yeah, you do.
There's no point.
Was it about
a
boy?
It was just bad.
Was it about a boy?
No, actually, maybe... No, it wasn't.
Was it called you Pig Face?
No. I don't write about boys very often. I just write about Hollywood.
Right.
Yeah, and then I got signed 2 years ago.
And did you have a band or was it just you?
No, I can't work in teams.
Okay, but now you have a band.
Yeah.
And so it must be quite... This is a long, long conversation. We should have done this earlier, like proper interview. But obviously you have a style and a sound, and then the record company sign you up and go, these people will be your drummers and guitarists. Mm. And you go, right. And then, but it's you have to keep your sound and make them make your sound.
Yeah.
That must be hard work, though.
Yeah, it is, actually, to get it right. But I choose everybody. I audition the band and direct them. They're very good, so...
You're the boss.
I am.
Are you good at being the boss?
Yes.
Are you quite forceful?
I'm very annoying.
How are you?
Yeah, because I don't stop until it's right. You have to be like that, I think.
You don't stop until you're satisfied?
No.
I'll stop it now.
Well,
She's talking about music.
She didn't even
She's
say
talking about auditioning musicians.
She said nothing, did I, Alan?
You're thinking
I
about
said, what did I say?
Music.
I don't mind.
She
I don't
said
mind.
Nothing.
All you think about is that.
What?
That.
What?
That.
That.
That with you.
He's just lovable.
See? I'm lovable. How was your America gigs?
Oh, really good. I love going out there. It's a very special experience because the audience is just insane.
This is the first time you played in America?
Yeah. The last time I did 4 gigs. But I've been quite... few times.
And where did you play? Where did you go?
I just did San Francisco, LA, did Texas as well, and then I'm going out in September where the campaign starts and Hollywood is going to radio.
Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And they'll all say that you're English even though you're Welsh and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It'd be all that, won't it?
Yeah, England.
Tell me about London, England.
How was the Craig Ferguson show? Is that fun?
Really good, actually. He's very funny.
Yeah, I like his show.
Do you know him?
I don't know him personally, but I know of him.
No, he's good. Very good.
Did he talk to you afterwards?
No.
Did he talk to you before?
No, someone made him sign a card to me, which was obviously like, didn't even finish it. Like, hey, Marina, thanks. And then, he was nice, though. He doesn't have to talk to me.
Oh, no, but it's polite.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you.
I know, I'm lucky.
You are, aren't you? Isn't she, Alan?
She is.
Stop flirting with me. You make me feel uncomfortable.
I have noticed that you're not too sure where to take it with Marina, because Marina's giving it back a bit.
I'm sure exactly.
Normally
I know exactly where to take it. And by the way, don't call her it. Call her Marina. We should go on a date. We should go on a fake date, see how we get on.
A fake date?
Yeah.
What, is that like a trial?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that sounds like an excellent
idea. Try before you buy.
Where would you take it?
Where should we go?
Where would I take her?
Yeah.
London Zoo.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say London Zoo. I said to somewhere new.
Okay. As long as it's not London Zoo.
I'll take you up the London Eye.
Are we going to go and eat afterwards?
Oh, God, what do you want? The moon on a stick?
The moon on a stick's nice, actually.
How about this?
All right. Wetherspoons now.
How about this? We'll go on an open top tour bus of London.
Mm.
Right. And then we'll get a bit bored. We'll hop off and have a Nando's.
Okay, yeah. I'm up for it.
Mm. I know you are, but what about that as an idea?
Will we go for a drink afterwards?
I mean, if it's all going well, sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't like to plan that far ahead, but if you do, if you want, I'll go. So, we'll meet up, tickets from on the sightseeing bus.
Yeah.
Stop off, get a chicken wrap, back on the bus, see a few more sights, take some pictures, stop off, have a few drinks. Hotel sex, and then that's it. But I don't like to plan that far ahead.
What was the last one?
And then a hotel in Essex. And then, you know...
He knows a really nice travel lodge in Colchester.
Yeah. And I'll sleep in the car. Because I'm a gentleman.
Help!
What do you think? How can you say no, right?
Why don't we just... We'll plan a day until...
Listen, that's how me and Alan bonded. And it worked a treat with us, didn't
really,
it?
Really, Alan?
Yeah, it's clear the air.
I do that with all my friends
and
stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was Essex as well for us.
Yeah, Dave was slightly different, but there was no talk.
Chelmsford, it was.
Yeah. He went to the zoo. He loved the zoo.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
In fact, we went straight from the zoo to Essex.
What about Dominic?
Dominic, we are contractually obliged to take him on because of the age thing.
Because of the age thing?
Yeah, I've always got
Doesn't Dominic always go on about parks?
Parks?
Zoos. Or like zoos, taking his kiddies?
Yeah, he does. Well, he's got a season ticket at a well-known zoo.
Right.
At Whipsnade Zoo, there is a sea lion that is named after Dominic.
Because there was a sea lion called Barkley, and Dominic liked the sea lion so much. You're looking at me like this is a joke, but it's not. And then... Barclay died, and then his son is called Dominic, after this Dominic.
Right. Dominic's thumbs up.
It does feel like Marina's not being interviewed, but is actually part of the team.
It sounds like she's work experience for the day.
Every time I come here, like for Scott, for Grimmy, they say, oh, Marina, we love having you here, because you just fit right in.
You do?
Well, guess what?
Stop it.
Okay.
Good depth for Zane next.
I quite like being in here because after the first 5 minutes, I like feel relaxed, swinging on my chair, and it's just like a chat with friends.
There you go.
This is what you must feel like.
No, for me, it's a job.
No.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah.
No.
You have to send that.
It never is it?
You have no idea.
Here we are.
It's a grind to even get out of bed in the morning to have to come to this place again.
Chris, that's not true.
You know it's true, and I know it's the same for you, Alan. So don't give me that lie. We've all been beaten down so much by the BBC that literally, Sam, that lovely girl, Sam will often sit in the office at midday and literally go, I can't take this anymore, and burst in tears and run out. Mm. But there's a stampede 5 o'clock every day from people can't wait to leave the building.
But you don't leave at five.
No, I leave at 10:01. No, we love it here, it's great. So, Marina, what are you doing for the rest of the day? What you got planned?
Got meetings.
What time is your first meeting? And what is it about and who's it with?
It's, I can't say what it's about, it's in about 25 minutes.
Okay. Near here?
Yeah, very near.
Well, then you can stay for a bit longer.
Mm.
And then after that?
I'm going to go out tonight.
All right, where are we going?
London Zoo.
The London Zoo.
Who are you out with? You out with a boy tonight?
No, I'm out with my girlfriends.
All right. Shall I come along? Do you want to introduce them to me?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
See if we get on.
Oh, this isn't going to happen.
Oh, yeah, I know, probably, because we've got our mate Paul coming around.
Which Paul?
Tunnel.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He's not been around for a while, is he?
No, I know. You know what he's like. Yeah. But no, he's finally coming around.
Who's Paul?
It doesn't matter. Well, you know, if things work out...
You want to know my life. I want to know about yours.
Yeah, well, I'm very secretive.
Oh.
Yeah.
It must be because you're a Pisces.
No, it's because I'm an international spy on the side and I can't let too much information out. This radio show is merely a cover. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's down to wrap the interview up.
It's surreal.
Marina and the Diamonds, you can download her new single, No, which is officially out next week, but you can download it this week from her debut album, The Family Jewels. And by the way, can I just say about The Family Jewels?
Stop it.
What? It's a great album. That's all I was going to say.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And the other big news is that Marina is on Twitter, and she does it herself, but she doesn't follow me, so I'm not going to plug her.
Marina's Twitter. Diamonds.
Yeah, well, you don't follow me, though, do you? What's that all about?
What are you, Chris underscore Moyles?
Chris DJ
111 or something like that.
No. Do you know what? I'm not even going to tell you.
Love you.
Yeah. And by the way, do you know what? Because of that, I'm going to make sure you get 3 more phone calls tonight asking for Meals on Wheels and when they're going to get taken out the bath.
From you.
Yeah, from me.
Hello, is that Donna?
Lovely to be here, Chris.
Nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a dream come true.
Yeah, and I am actually a work experience girl.
You should come work here for a week.
All right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, if this single doesn't do that well, Pop will arrange a week experience for you.
All right.
You know, come on in and try something new and give it a go. See how it works out.
Yeah. When we say week experience, we mean like for 5 days, not like a week experience.
Yeah. Well, it will be both, actually.
It'll be both, maybe.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Marina.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Marina. I think we've bonded, Alan. Do you think?
I You're love talking Marina like she's gone. More.
No, I know, but she can't hear me now. When she takes her headphones off, it's like they're in another room. What do you think? I think we've got on very well.
I'm a little worried at how well you got on,
yeah,
actually.
So am I. So am I.
I have visions of Marina turning up every morning at 6:30 with
you. I think I need to be careful around her. A few drinks inside her, she'll be all over me.
Oh, I don't think she's like that.
I don't think she drinks.
Yes, I am.
Friday night, BBC Radio 1.
Bye, Marina. Marina's just going now. Bye. Bye. All over me like a rash. I mean, seriously, Dominic. Oh, my God. Seriously.
At times it was embarrassing.
I had to hold her back.
I had to write down at one point a message to her saying, back off.
Yeah.
Just back off him. He's mine.
Put the DJ down, Alad wrote.
We'll plug the record. Just back off.
Yeah. Mm.
Even without the bear outfit, I love her still.
Mm. Now I want to see her in a bear outfit.
I swear to God,
by the way, that's an outfit as a bear. That's not me continuing the bear. That's not. I'm not doing that.
She found you irresistible.
Do you know what? Why don't you just admit it?
I've just admitted it. She found you irresistible.
There's a spark there.
Some things are undeniable, and you can't
deny them.
Deny that.
Hello.
I think the star sign will get in the way, though. You're the wrong one.
I could talk around that easy. Not
just lie. Say your birthday's another date. It'll be fine.
Lie about my birth date? Are you insane?
Is this 24-year-old ever going to lie about his age, Alan?
Me? I only know the truth.
One of my favourite things is when she laughed uncontrollably when you told her your age.
We've got to move on.
We'll have to get a clip of that. Yeah. That might even be the trail.
No. Should have had a croissant. Yeah. All right, it's time for Dave's Tedious Link. SL2 and a ragged tip yesterday. Dave's